Michelin Center.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, and a look at the latest weather. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwoven Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's edition of The News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is cloudy and 33 degrees at 12:01. Mostly cloudy today with a high of 34. Overcast tonight, low 24. And cloudy and breezy tomorrow with a high of 35. And winds tomorrow will be out of the southeast, 5 to 10, gusting up to 15 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northwest at around 4 miles per hour. And once again, our current temperature is 33 degrees.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle this Wisconsin winter. They also thank all of their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
Today is Sunday, January 7th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Yesterday morning at approximately 10:16, the Iowa County Dispatch Center received 911 calls reporting a two-vehicle head-on collision on Highway K near Highway Double K. It was reported that there were four injuries. Multiple agencies responded to the scene. Preliminary investigation shows a car was traveling northbound on Highway K, rounding a curve and lost control on the snow ice-covered road. The car crossed the center line and impacted a southbound car in the southbound lane. Four adults were transported to a Madison hospital with various injuries. Identities of the individuals are not being released at this time. Speed and alcohol do not appear to be contributing factors. Friday afternoon at approximately 2:37, Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway near exit 37 in Mineral Point. As a result of the traffic stop, Nicholas J. Forbes, 29, of Platteville, was arrested and taken to the Iowa County Jail, where he was booked for possession of methamphetamine and a probation violation. Assisting with the stop was Grant County K-9 and Mineral Point Police Department. Former President Donald Trump is calling on his supporters not to be complacent in the face of commanding polling lead as he kicks off the sprint to the Iowa caucuses with his first events of election year. Trump told supporters Friday evening that 10 days from now, the people of the state are going to cast the most important vote of your entire lives. He implored them to turn out on caucus night, warning that bad things happen when you sit back. The visit came the day before the third anniversary of January 6, 2021, when a violent mob of Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol as part of a desperate bid to keep him in power. Federal officials yesterday ordered the immediate grounding of Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners until they are inspected after an Alaska Airlines plane suffered a blowout that left a gaping hole in the side of the fuselage. The required inspections will take around 4 to 8 hours per aircraft and will affect about 171 planes worldwide. An Alaska Airlines jetliner blew out a window and a portion of its fuselage shortly after takeoff 3 miles above. Oregon late Friday creating a gaping hole that forced the pilots to make an emergency landing as its 174 passengers and 6 crew members donned oxygen masks. No one was seriously hurt. Giving blood or platelets with the American Red Cross can help those in need make more memories with loved ones. Seasonal illnesses can impact donor availability, making it hard to collect enough blood and platelets. Unfortunately, trauma patients in the emergency room, those undergoing cancer treatment, and a new parent in need of life-saving transfusions can't take a break. When blood products are fully stocked on hospital shelves, patients don't have to wait for critical care. Celebrate National Blood Donor Month by making a donation. A blood drive will be held Tuesday from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School and January 10th from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. That'll be on Wednesday. Making and keeping appointments throughout the month can help safeguard the national blood supply. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for the Wisconsin Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure, known as RFSI program. The RFSI program has 2 grant tracks, the Infrastructure Grant and the Equipment Only Grant. Infrastructure grants will range from $100,000 up to $3 million. This grant can fund capital investments such as construction equipment and building renovations. Infrastructure grants can also fund facility design or engineering, staff time, modernizing systems, plan development, and market development. Equipment-only grants can range from $10,000 up to $999,000. An informational webinar about the RFSI grants will be held on Tuesday at 11 via Zoom. Registration is required. To access the webinar registration, learn more about the program, or sign up for automatic email updates about the RFSI program, visit datcap.wi.gov, that's datcap.wi.gov/pages/agdevelopment/rfsi.aspx. If you have questions about the program, email rfsi@wisconsin.gov. Grant applications are due by 5 on Wednesday evening, March 6th. The 12th Annual Driftless Region Beef Conference, hosted by University Extension Services from Illinois, Iowa, and Wisconsin, will be held Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th at the Grand River Convention Center in Dubuque, Iowa. The conference will focus on efficient and economic forage and beef production, begins at 1 on Thursday with a program concentrating on the future of the beef industry. The keynote speaker will be Dr. Kim Stackhouse Lawson from Colorado State University. The afternoon will also include presentations on climate trends, risk management, biosecurity lessons, agri-ability, and beef checkoff. The day will cap off with an evening discussion on custom forage harvesting, and it will feature a producer panel. Friday morning will feature the 2022 NCBA Regional Environmental Stewardship Award winner, Jerry Huth from Huthpold Herefords. Friday will also include 8 breakout sessions for feedlot operations and cow-calf producers, followed by a market outlook. Keynote speakers will include Melanie Pimentel Concepcion, Dennis Hancock, Dan Thompson, Randy Culbertson, Stephanie Hansen, and Lee Schultz. The early registration fee is $100 per person and must be received prior to midnight, Saturday, January 13th. The price increased to $130 after that date. More information on topics, speakers, and lodging is available online at aep.iastate.edu/beef. Online and mail registration forms are available on the conference website. WRCO News time is 12:10. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Do you really want a bachelor's degree but are unsure if you're ready? Start earning your bachelor's degree at Southwest Tech in Fenimore and then transfer to a four-year institution to complete your studies. The caring faculty and staff at Southwest Tech will guide you through transfer contacts, help you pick classes so your credits go with you, and keep the whole process on track. You can save thousands of dollars, take on much less debt, and graduate with the same degree for the career you want. There's still time to explore your options. Apply and become a student at Southwest Tech. Classes start Monday, January 15th. Apply online at swtc.edu/apply. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you plan a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and a visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time together to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 33 degrees at 12:12. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Welcome January of 2024 and our third year headlining Richland Observer, 28 December 1967, page 4, Hala D. Peebles, age 60, dies, ending a long and active business and civic career. And now, for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment, here's the rest of the story. According to MPL.org, ID 8048, the long and prominent business career of Hala D. Peebles was ended last Thursday evening when he died in the Richland Hospital. For more than 30 years, Mr. Peebles had taken a very active and prominent role in the business life of this community. He had been involved in several enterprises through the course of his career here. He was first an early partner in the Shopping News. He owned Brother and Sister Shop in the early 1940s, became the chief clerk of the Richland County War, Price, and Rationing Board during World War II. He was the operator of the Shell Super Service Station in the late 40s and constructed the Park View Motel in the early 1950s. He served as the manager of Crosscup's department store in 1954. Mr. Peebles was probably best known, though, throughout Richland County and southwestern Wisconsin as the owner and manager of the radio station here, WRCO. He had purchased the station in January of 1955 and built it into a strong and clear voice of Richland County that was well respected and recognized throughout the state. In December of 1966, he sold the station and opened an office where he had engaged in the work of public relations. The program open mic that he initiated and personally broadcast weekly aired many timely and provocative subjects that gave important leadership to our community and its affairs. Mr. Peebles was an avid member of the Richland Center Chamber of Commerce and was their past president. He was also one of the early organizers of the Richland County Industrial Development Association. A native of Richland County, Mr. Peebles was the son of Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Peebles. He lived with his parents in Lone Rock during his boyhood days. He was a 1926 graduate of Richland Center High School. Soon after his high school days, he went to Canada to work. There, in the community of Asbestos, Quebec, he owned a garage in the early 1930s, and there in Asbestos, he met his wife, Miss Phyllis Clark of that city. He and Miss Clark were married on October 21, 1933. In November of that year, the couple moved back to Richland Center, where they made their home. Mr. Peebles is survived by his wife, a daughter, and one grandson. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering other newspapers in Richland County.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer of 2024 will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The Wisconsin Department of Veteran Affairs is asking once again for caring individuals to send Valentine's Day cards to veterans living at the Wisconsin Veterans Home in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union Grove. WDVA received 24,000 Valentines last year and spread a lot of love to veterans, loved ones, and Gold Star families that reside in the homes. Please be sure to mail your Valentine's Day cards no later than January 31st so they may arrive in time to be distributed to the home to all the homes on February 14th. Sent to Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs. Attention, Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707-7843. Do not include candy, food, or snacks with these due to allergies or dietary restrictions. WRCO News time is 1218. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
Turbos in Hub City appreciates your support and patronage. Please note that Turbos is closed now and will reopen in the near future. At Turbos, you'll enjoy the festive atmosphere along with delicious soup, a fresh salad bar, great tasting bluegill, perch, shrimp, and more. For a mouth-watering meal you'll enjoy, it's Turbos Bar and Grill in Hub City. Remember, Turbos in Hub City is closed and will reopen in the near future.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Today is Sunday, January 7th. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua, died December 20th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. A celebration of life will be held today at 1 at the Woodbrook Community Center in Lakeland, Florida, with speakers Jerry Sledge and the Woodbrook Veterans. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to St. Jude Children's Hospital, a Grace Hospice, or Schmidt Woodland Hills. John Woolley is survived by 4 children, Linda and Brian Gosrud of Lake Villa, Illinois, Martin Woolley of Apache Junction, Arizona, Kevin and Nancy Woolley of Lakeland, Florida, and Sandra and Brian Jewell of Richland Center. 11 grandchildren, 1 step-grandchild, 14 great-grandchildren, 2 step-great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, and many relatives and friends. John A. Woolley, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Stoddard and Viroqua. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Michaela Mooring and Ross Gaston had a daughter, Addison Ann.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Duncan Hines Wilderness More Fruit Cherry Pie Filling, sale price $2 for $6. Libby's Easy Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2 for $5. Bird's Eye Mixed Vegetables, 16 ounces, 75 cents. Breakbush Golden Spice Fully Cooked Chicken Breast and Tenders, $4 a pound. Jimmy Dean Sage Pork Sausage Rolls, $2.99 each or $2 for $5. Amy's Organic Low Sodium Tomato Bisque, $2.50 each. Shop at ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is the only facility in Richland County to offer a full continuum of care. Our campus is designed to allow you to age in place without moving to a new facility when care requirements change. For those who require additional help, we offer a complete in-house therapy department capable of meeting your needs for physical, occupational, or speech therapy. As a part of the continuum, Schmidt Woodland Hills offers in-home services through our house calls division. We have 35 independent retirement apartments, 30 assisted living units, and a 50-bed skilled nursing facility. The skilled nursing facility earned the highest possible 5-star rating for the past 3 years. This continuum of care ensures that the right services are available at just the right time, all under one roof, right here in your own community. Isn't it reassuring to know that a continuum of care is available right here in Richland Center? Call Schmidt Woodland Hills at 647-8931 to schedule a visit or to obtain more information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, the north and the eastern parts of the state got their snowfall yesterday, and even the Chicagoland area. We missed out. However, we are sitting pretty today with a mix of sun and clouds expected as high temperatures climb back above freezing into the mid-30s. Just a calm day today, becoming cloudy by tonight with lows falling to the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, we'll be mostly cloudy and breezy with the winds beginning to whip out of the southeast, gusting up to 15 miles per hour. The south wind keeps our temperatures mild into the mid-30s, but the south wind is also from the snowstorm that we've been tracking. So you guessed it, snow starting overnight Monday night into Tuesday. In fact, by the time you wake up Tuesday morning, we'll already see about 1 to 3 inches of snow on the ground. Patchy fog is possible, and of course the snow continuing throughout Tuesday afternoon. Here's where it gets tricky though. High temperatures, still into the mid-30s. This means we do have a small chance of some rain mixing in with the snow in the afternoon on Tuesday. This is why our snow totals have been so hard to forecast. Right now, I'm going with an additional 2 to 4 inches throughout Tuesday afternoon. This gives us totals of around 4 to 8 inches of snowfall. It's going to be a heavy wet one too, so take your time shoveling. This is coined the heart attack snowfall, as many people overexert themselves trying to clear it. So take frequent breaks, stay hydrated, and help each other out. Not to mention on Tuesday, winds will be whipping out of the east up to 30 miles per hour. So as you're commuting around, it's going to be a little difficult to see. It's going to be slick and slippery with a lot of plows out, so make sure to give them space so that they can get the job done and the roads safer for us all. That system kicks on out of here by Wednesday. We'll be cloudy and breezy throughout the afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 20s. And if you thought we were done with the snow shots there, another chance of 1 to 3 inches moves in Wednesday night and into Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 33 degrees after a daytime, after a morning low, I should say, of 31. Yesterday's high was 33, and we received 1/8 of an inch of snow. Record high set back in 2003 is 53 degrees, with a record low of 29 below set back in 1887. Last year's high was 26, with a low of 14. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:42, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:34. Winds are out of the southwest at around 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.93, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 33 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Save extra now during the half-price sale of Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center and Viroqua. Buy any item at the regular or sale price and get a second item of equal value or less for half price.
Yes, you heard it. Half price.
Special orders and layaways not included. The half-price sale in Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, Richland Center and Viroqua. But hurry, this fantastic sale ends today at 3 p.m.
Choose Mr. G.
Never painted a room before? It's easier than you think. Our team can set you up with all the supplies you'll need to get the job done. Head on over to All American Do It Center, and you'll find more Valspar Medallion colors than you could possibly imagine, including the perfect one for your interior painting project. Medallion is the only paint and primer with Colorfinity and provides a one-coat color that lasts. So get organized, get down to work, and enjoy your home's new interior look. Try Valspar Medallion paint and primer today at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Town and Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972, your big screen HD TV headquarters. Tri-State Basement Repair and Waterproofing is Southern Wisconsin's number one basement and crawl space waterproofing specialist. Visit tristatebasementrepair.com. Walsh's Ace is the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and much more.
The Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational was held yesterday at Kickapoo High School. With more, here's Bill Twining.
The 54th annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational was held Saturday at Kickapoo High School in Viola. For the third year now, a girls' tournament was run concurrently with a boys' event. The host squad from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative won the girls' tournament for the third year in a row, while the Richland Center Hornets, under new coach Silas Coleman, won the boys' event for the first time since 2020. There were 16 teams in the girls' tournament Saturday. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative led the way with 86 points. North Crawford Seneca, despite having just three wrestlers, took second with 57, followed by Westby, 41, Sparta, 39, and fifth place Richland Center with 30. Area schools Dodgeville placed 7th, Ithaca Weston 8th, and River Valley 10th. For the boys, which had 12 teams competing, Richland Center, on the strength of just seven wrestlers, claimed the title with 128 points. Last year's champ, the Iowa Grant Highland Varsity Reserves, nipped Onalaska for second place, 113.5 to 112. Viroqua was 4th, Westby 5th. Area schools followed with Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative in 6th place with 73.5 points. Boscobel Wazika Steuben 7th with 55.5, and Brookwood 8th with 54. Rounding out the field, Blair Taylor, the La Crosse Aquinas Varsity Reserves, Hillsboro, and North Crawford Seneca. The Lee Griffin Invitational Most Valuable Wrestlers both come from Richland Center. For the girls, 107-pound senior Emma Haiti won her second title at the event and was named Most Valuable. For the boys, her brother, junior Ethan Haiti, wrestling at 120 for the Hornets, won his third straight title at the Lee Griffin, was named Most Valuable Wrestler for the second straight year, sharing the honors this year with unbeaten senior Jackson Hughes of Onalaska. Here's how things went for area teams Saturday at the Lee Griffin Invitational. For Richland Center, the team champion boys actually had four titleists. Ethan Haiti at 120 pounds, senior Cole Brenninger at 190, senior Teague Perkins won for the second time at 215 pounds, and junior Braden Kleppe won his first varsity title at 285. Also placing were sophomore Ethan Bodendine, runner-up at 157, and junior Mason Jelinek, third place, at 175. The Hornets had just two in the girls' tournament, but both placed highly. In addition to Emma Haiti's championship, sophomore Madeline Muller was runner-up at 132. Ithaca Weston's girls' team was present with a pair of freshmen, and both placed. Kaylee Manning followed her second-place showing at last week's Bi-State Classic with a championship at the Lee Griffin Invitational, while Jewel Grosskopf had a pair of pins and placed fifth at 114. North Crawford Seneca had just five wrestlers competing, but all placed. All three girls won championships, Frankie Groom, Anna Logue, and two-time champion Darcy Jelinek. For the boys, Jaron Grimslid was champion at 113, and Sawyer Swigum, runner-up at 144. Boscobel Wazika Steuben brought home some hardware as sophomore Job Wetter took the championship at 157 pounds, while teammates Tyler Miller and Cameron Hogan each placed third. River Valley had just its girls at the Lee Griffin Invitational, with three of them placing. Olive Corbett was third for the Blackhawks, while both Aubrey Conway and Montana Joels finished fourth. Dodgeville girls were topped by runner-up Brielle Walmer and third-place finisher Ava Lord. Hillsboro's boys were led by junior Ryan McCoy, who placed second at 215 pounds. Both Isaac Tyne and Irvin Novacek were fourth for the Tigers. Brookwood had a few individuals in each tournament Saturday, with Catherine McAlose winning a title for the girls. While for the boys, both Drew Powell at 126 and Grayson Stebbins at 285 placed second. And finally, it was a successful day for the host Predators of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. For Coach Leah Gross and the champion girls team, Maddie Townsend led the way. She's a freshman with a title at 138 pounds. No less than five girls were runners-up. Luca Gross, Mariana Miller, Madison Glass, Mara Hubble, and Aslan Molly Hockey. While Emerson Miller was third. For the boys and Coach Dustin Clements, four fared well. Seniors Maverick McCauley at 175 and Ethan Bass at 190 were both runners-up, while junior Chris Clark was third at 215 and senior Colton Clark fourth at 165. Other champions Saturday for the girls were Aisha Hibbler of Sparta, Brittany Petchy of River Ridge, and two-time champion Kylie Klum of Westby. Rounding out the list of champs for the boys were Jaden Geyer of Westby, Jackson Massa of the Aquinas Varsity Reserves, both Maximus Todd and Brady Kuhn of Onalaska, and teammates Max Kelly and Jackson McGuire of the Iowa Grant Highland Varsity Reserves. Repeating, Richland Center's boys team took the title Saturday at the 54th Annual Lee Griffin Wrestling Invitational, while the host Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative girls won their event for the third year in a row. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also yesterday, there was some high school basketball action in the area. And first of all, in a game played at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee, Baraboo beat Richland Center by a score of 53-47. Other area scores include, in boys action, Wabena Leona defeated Kickapoo by a score of 52-44. It was Darlington over Highland, 80-38. And it was also Onalaska beating Mount Horeb by a score of 66-49. Delavan Darien beat Waseca Steuben by a score of 69-44. Also in a game played at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee, Portage beat Reedsburg 56-42. And DeSoto beat New Lisbon 66-32. In girls action, it was at the Just a Game Fieldhouse. It was Kickapoo beating Wabena Leona by 1 point, 37-36. Reedsburg defeated Mount Horeb 74-59, and Prairie du Chien in girls action as well beat Mineral Point 57-51. Also, three more area scores to pass along in girls' action. New Lisbon defeated DeSoto 57-51. It was Highland over Darlington 56-53. And Columbus beat Wisconsin Heights by a score of 58-26. Tyler Wall scored 17 points to lead five Wisconsin players in double figures, and the 21st-ranked Badgers beat Nebraska 88-72 yesterday to snap the Cornhuskers' five-game winning streak. Wisconsin has won four straight and 10 of 11. Chucky Hepburn had 13 points. Connor Essigen had scored 12, and A.J. Storr and John Blackwell scored 10 each, as the Badgers never trailed. Kisian Tominga had 17 points. Rank Mass scored 16, and Bryce Williams scored 10 for Nebraska. In other Big Ten action yesterday, it was Iowa over Rutgers 86-77, and Indiana beat Ohio State by a score of 71-65. Also in state college basketball action in the WIAC Conference, Wisconsin lacrosse beat Wisconsin Stevens Point 86-44. It was Wisconsin Whitewater over Wisconsin Eau Claire 81-69. Stout beat Oshkosh 92-85, and Platteville over River Falls by a score of 73-56. The Wisconsin women's basketball team, with a 7-6 overall record, 0-3 in the Big Ten, traveled to face Illinois, who has a 6-6 record overall and an 0-2 record in the Big Ten, this afternoon inside the State Farm Center. Tip-off will be at 2 p.m., and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450, also online at WRCO.com on the WRCE stream and on the Civic Media app. The pregame for that contest will be at 1:40. Alperen Sengun scored 21 points, and the Houston Rockets overcame 48 points from Giannis Antetokounmpo to beat the Milwaukee Bucks 112-108 last night. Antetokounmpo shot 16 of 25 from the field and added 17 rebounds in his seventh straight double-double. But the Bucks lost for the third time in four games to start 2024 after going 11-2 in December. Jalen Green scored 16 points for Houston. Fred VanVleet Van Vliet, I should say, had 14 points and 7 assists, and Jabari Smith Jr. added 14 points and 12 rebounds. Green Bay Packers tight end Luke Musgrave has been activated from injured reserve in a move that signals the rookie's possible return from a lacerated kidney. The Packers also activated running back Emmanuel Wilson off injured reserve yesterday while placing safety Rudy Ford on injured reserve ahead of today's game against the Chicago Bears. They elevated wide receiver Grant Dubois from the practice squad and released cornerback David Long Jr. Green Bay can clinch a wild card playoff berth today by beating the Bears. Musgrave has missed the Packers' last six games. And you can hear the broadcast of that game between the Packers and the Bears right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. That'll be coming up towards the top of the hour at 1:03 with the pregame. Kickoff for that contest from Lambeau Field will be at 3:25. Elsewhere in the NFL, there was a couple games that were played yesterday. The Steelers beat the Ravens 17-10, and it was the Texans over the Colts 23-19. Games currently going on include the Titans hosting the Jaguars, the Vikings are at the Lions, the Falcons are at the Saints, the Jets are at the Patriots, the Panthers are hosting the Buccaneers, the Bengals are hosting the Browns. Games that kick off at 3:25 include, besides the Packer-Bears contest, it'll be the Cowboys at the Commanders, the Raiders hosting the Broncos, the Giants hosting the Eagles, the Seahawks will be at the Cardinals, the Rams will be at the 49ers, and the Chiefs will be at the Chargers. And for Sunday Night Football, it will be the Bills at the Dolphins, and there is no Monday night game tomorrow night. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Ferrellgas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service from Ferrellgas. Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company live and work here and care about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance. Call 647-2972 for a free quote.
Like an angel, wanna touch. martinis. Second one's a freebie. Happy Friday afternoon. That neon sun's arising. I'm sitting here admiring the summer dress that's shining through. Had just enough to tell you the truth. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around nobody. Nobody but yours. Don't wanna shadow dance with nobody. Slide some cotton off of nobody. Don't wanna wake up kissing nobody. Talking, last call, old mill walking out there to a checkered cab. Beeline to your condo, Conway on the stereo. Girl, I'd love to lay you down, down, down. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around. On nobody, love up on nobody. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around nobody. Nobody but yours. Don't wanna shadow dance with nobody. Slide some cotton off of nobody.
That was Blake Shelton with Nobody, and before that we had Lila McCann with Come a Little Bit Closer. And right now our time is 12:48, and our temperature is 34 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge. Continued cloudy out there, and once again I just want to remind you that the weather looks like it might get a little nasty coming up this week starting tomorrow night. They're talking possibly 1 inch to 3 inches of snow for tomorrow night. And as we get into Tuesday, Tuesday's going to be the worst. There's going to be an 80% chance of heavy, wet snow, and it may mix with 20% rain in the afternoon. Additional accumulations of 2 to 4 inches is expected, and winds are going to really pick up, too. They're going to be from the east 15 to 20, gusts up to 30. And Wednesday, they're talking about a trace to a half inch of snow. So if you look at the top totals where we could get up to, there's a possibility by Wednesday, at the end of Wednesday, we could end up with 8.5 inches of snow. But that's the most we could get. Who knows? We'll have to see when the system gets closer. And be sure to tune in to WRCO 100.9 and WRCO.com, and we will keep you up to date on any weather conditions, if anything changes, and even if there's cancellations because of the weather, we'll keep you up to date on that as well. Coming up at the top of the hour, well, a little bit after the top of the hour, we'll be bringing you Green Bay Packer football. It'll be the Packers taking on the Bears, playing for a playoff spot, the Packers are. And kickoff for that contest will be at 3:25, and the pregame starts at around 1:03 right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. As a result of that Packer game, there will be no evening news at 5, and Old Country with your host, Bo Hinrichs. Bo will be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment, and that will be on after the Packer game approximately around 9 o'clock. So be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9 and keep listening on WRCO.com as well as the Civic Media app. Unless, except for the Packer game, you can't listen to that online and you can't do that there. But otherwise, for Old Country, be sure to listen online at WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
The Wisconsin Farm Center is available to answer questions and connect farmers to resources. The team works to support Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Farmers needing a welcoming ear to talk to. Please call the 24/7 Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-888-901-2558. This message in support of farm families is a service of Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
You may take it for granted, but when it goes, you can certainly feel the impact. Keep your water running hot with Reliance. At All American Do It Center, Reliance water heaters come in sizes from 30 to 50 gallons. And we have models for electric, natural gas, or LP. Plus, limited warranties are available on parts and labor. Visit the Reliance water heater display at All American Do It Center, because when it goes, you won't have time to wait. Shop close to home with folks you know at All American Do It Centers in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Well, take a look at what's left in that sunset. Fireflies popping like the 4th of July, yeah. You're gonna wanna see every single thing I'm gonna show you tonight. Got the perfect scene set of a moonlight glowing. Just keep them baby blues wide open. Girl, take a look around. Yeah, it's going down. It's going down just right. Hey, baby, for the night, it's in the order. Lean your pretty self over here a little closer. I need to hold you. I wanna show you what you don't wanna miss, no. It's all getting to what we've been waiting on. I'm gonna go and turn you. Got this bed backed up to the water. Yeah, it's the place to be if you wanna see every little shining star. But that view ain't nothing like the you I'm looking at. 2 tan legs for days dangling off the back. It all looks better, baby. You can see forever when you're here in my arms. Hey, baby, for the night, it's getting older. Lean your pretty self over here a little closer. I'm gonna go and turn you in the night on. Coming
guitar in a West Texas bar. She woke up and asked me, can you play your cheating heart? She was young, I was hung upon her southern drawl. She smiled through her tears and put a dollar in my jar. I took a long drink of whiskey, kept the bottle by my side. Well, I looked up at the neon and I swear I saw the light. And I sang her a song, rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who'd done her wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as she hung on every verse of that honky tonk Bible in that country music church. He took that ring off his finger and laid it on the bar. Said, I'd just been through the big D with the queen of broken hearts. He was withered like the leather from a broad, busted life. I swear that's the first time I ever saw a cowboy cry. Heard a lonesome whistle, somebody spoke my name. It was time to take the ride on the midnight train. And I sang him a song, he rolled away the stone, broke the chains, killed the pain of the one who done him wrong. And I felt just like a preacher as he hung on every verse of that honky-tonk Bible in that country music church. Shoes among the blues to some old drinking song. Let's all think old Hank as he wrote down every word of that honky tonk Bible in this country music church. Let's start an old revival and let's all quench our thirst, turn the water into in this country music church. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, oh. Oh, let's go to church.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland City.